This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Thursday, July 25th, the eve of the feast of St. Anne and St. Joachim in the year of our Lord, 1985. We are presently about 200 yards south of the world-famous Unisphere at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
All about the trees, it's beautiful. There are blue lights. They're the calling lights for Our Lady. And just up above the statue, high in the sky, I can't judge by feet or distance, Our Lady is coming down very fast. Oh, she must be very agitated about something. I noticed Our Lady is not coming down slowly, but she's descending very, very fast. And, oh, Our Lady looks so absolutely so beautiful. The white light that seems to come from within her and shine out makes it very difficult at this time to see Our Lady's clothing. But now she's coming down, and she's going a little to the right. Now she's just over Our Lady's statue, right about, I would say, about maybe 4 feet from Our Lady's statue upward. Now, I can see Our Lady very clearly now. She's smiling. She has on the most beautiful white gown. The white gown has a border of gold. I would say about a half inch of gold, all about the inner rim and down by Our Lady's feet. Our Lady has on sandals. They're very beautiful. They have a strap. A gold strap that may be material. It looks like material. But at Our Lady's toe section, she has the most delicate rose. But the rose is gilded like in gold. And Our Lady is nodding and saying yes. And now also, I noticed that Our Lady has changed her color, and she has about her waist, instead of the gold buckling, she has a blue scarf. I would say it's a scarf because the ends are now coming forward in the wind from the Our Lady's cape. Now, Our Lady is coming down closer, and she's motioning like this to listen and repeat after her. My child and my children, especially my child Veronica, I knew of your suffering, and I knew that you would not turn your back on my pleas to come to the grounds this evening. I will not tax you, my child, with too long a message for the world this evening. But most of all, I come to say, my children, that your time has been shortened. The cataclysm, the day of sorrow, and the dark long days are coming upon you. I have gone throughout the world for many earth years, searching and seeking out those who would give their lives to heaven for the salvation of their brothers and sisters. The calling, my child and my children, did not go as you would expect. By the time we had reached you in Bayside, in your home, my child, we had looked with Teresa a long time for a Veronica. I know this does boggle your mind, my child, but what I mean to say to you is that, yes, even though the hierarchy of heaven, you would call it, those highest in heaven approach many souls to be messengers, voice boxes for the eternal Father through my Son and the Holy Ghost. But sorrowfully, my child, they turned him down. I know this shocks you, my child, but you understand in a man's human nature, he is given the choice to go on the long road or to search and work for entrance to heaven by the narrow road. My child and my children, I have cried great tears, my child, since I last saw you. For the fathers and mothers, the poor mothers, they do not know what lies ahead for their children. Their children of all ages. Satan and his legion of demons and devils are loose now upon earth in full force. They are doing very well, my children, and I sorrow and cry bitter tears because many of you who have heard my voice through the years have taken on a firm, undisciplined attitude of, oh well, nothing's happened now, it shall not happen soon, for everything remains as it was when the Father started it. My child and my children, that is not an attitude that should be taken by anyone. The Eternal Father, with my Son and the Holy Ghost, are all merciful. But you do not even recognize the Eternal Father, my children. You cast him aside as a myth or a story. But there is definite proof, my children, in the book of life and love, the Bible. But how many have taken the time to even check through the Bible? I say now, my children, that you must understand there are great graces given for reading the Bible. Even a short time of 15 minutes, you will be graced by indulgences. Have you forgotten, my children, in the modernization of my Son's church, have you forgotten the meaning of indulgences? They are applicable to the time you may have to put in purgatory, my children. I cannot lie to you or try to fashion my words to suit the widened area of the world that through their seeking of riches and their positions of high nature and powers beyond what is needed for their soul, they seek to discard all of the knowledge of sacramentals, penance, and all other means that heaven has given you through the book, the Bible. My children, I say again, if you will just read for 15 minutes, first giving yourselves over to the Holy Ghost and imploring the Holy Ghost to help you to open your hearts and clear your eyes that are clouded by the world's goods. I say goods because, my children, many have sold their souls to get to the head. They place more value on their coins. No coin shall jiggle on their person when they come for judgment. One day, there will be a great general judgment, and all mankind then will be forced to accept what he has sown. Many are throwing away the time allotted to them to right the wrong, to restore my Son's church to its former glory, to bring your children out of the darkness and into the light. Oh, my child, I am crying tears. My heart is torn when I think of the children of earth. The parents, they look away as they are in pursuit of riches and material things of the world. None of this can be brought into heaven to buy your salvation. No, my children, my Son has often said that it will be easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than a rich man to enter heaven. A lady is looking about her now, and she's wiping the tears from her eyes. Don't cry, Blessed Mother. Now a lady is going over to our left side. See, it's just above the high tree, the highest on the left side, the right side of Our Lady's statue. Our Lady now is taking her rosary, which she had about her waist, like this, and she's holding it up now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is looking all about her. She's moving now towards our right side. That would be between. She's just about between the tree and the statue now. And Our Lady is coming quite a bit lower now. I would say as she goes to the right, she'll soon be standing on her statue's head. Our Lady smiled, and she's rising higher. And now Our Lady is directly above the statue. And she's holding her crucifix, the beautiful golden crucifix, on her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is motioning, come with me, my child. Watch now. And Our Lady is going over to the right side of the statue. That's our left side, our right side. But to the others on the other side, that might be confusing, but Our Lady always follows the same type of pattern of going from left to right. Now Our Lady is extending her crucifix out quite a bit in front of her like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is doing something different. She is placing her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that cascade like the colors of the rainbow as she turns. And Our Lady now is holding her rosary just on her arm, and she's extending her hands out like this. And out from the fingers, down over the crowds, they go beyond what I can see. Our Lady has radiating lights coming from her fingers, going directly over in that direction. That would be our right side. The lights are tremendous. They're piercing. Our Lady now is motioning now to me, her head. She has not taken her hands away because the lights are still there. You will see my child and know soon why the light of heaven has fallen upon two individuals who, as of this moment upon earth, are now cured. Get up and walk, my son. Now the lights are like vanishing. They're like smoke. I cannot explain it in human language. They weren't drawn back, but the light is like dissimulating into a smoky pattern and gradually fading away. Now Our Lady is going backwards. She came down quite far to get to the individuals who are somewhere over here on the right. Oh, and the lights were so far, I would say that they are beyond the point of half of the crowd out to the street, and beyond that point. The man, Our Lady said, the man is sitting in a wheelchair. The man is sitting in a wheelchair, Our Lady said. And the other, a lady, is now rubbing her arms. Now Our Lady is turning. She's looking over to the right side now, and gradually she's going over above her statue. Our Lady does not have to walk. She floats. There's no human way to describe it. It's beautiful to see. It's as though she has no weight at all. She is floating over. It's so beautiful. And her cape is catching with the wind and going out behind her. And I tried to look to see if I can see Our Lady's hair. But somehow she always has her hair covered for me. Now Our Lady is smiling. And she's standing over the statue. Now she's taking her rosary again, like this, and kissing the crucifix, like this. Now Our Lady is placing her rosary about her waist, like this. And she's touching her lips now. That means to be silent and listen. my child. It lifted my heavy heart to be able to bring from the Father these gifts of conversion and cure for the crowd. Oh, there will be two others on our left side. They have not been forgotten. One will be conversion, the other will be cures. My child, I have much to say to you this evening, but it is best at this time if you sit back and take 3 photographs, and I will be talking with you as soon as you are able to regain your strength, my child. I feel it ebbing. Three photographs. Now, a lady is standing very patiently. She's just about 4 feet over her statue's head there. A lady is looking about her, and it's quite windy because her mantle is being blown to and fro. Not too badly. The wind isn't too strong. And our lady is smiling. Now she's touching her finger to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child, since others wish to know how I personally feel for the episode that went on here on the sacred grounds only a short time ago, it made me much unhappy for 2 major reasons, my child. As I told you in countless earth years of visitations with you, that you must always test the spirits and also to remain away from other so-called apparition sites or other seers. I say this to you, my children, because in your anxiety or your anxiousness to find the supernatural, you run to and fro seeking something that you would never find. For there is much evil upon earth now, and even the good will be deceived by Satan and his legion of demons. Yes, my child, I tell you that it was beautifully done to remove a sad situation from the sacred grounds. I want you to remember, as I tell you tonight, that soon you will be confronted with 2 children. They are young, but they are true seers of Chile. They live, my child, since you ask, outside in the meadows beyond the city of Saint Angelo? No, Santiago, my child, Santiago. Now Our Lady is rising higher, and she's pointing up now with her rosary like this to the sky. And directly over Our Lady's head, the sky is opening up. Oh, it's beautiful. It's a round circle of light. Like I say, it shines like the prisms. I think you call them prisms. Our Lady is bowing her head this on your lamps or that you have in your chandeliers. The glass-like prisms of the light shining from over Our Lady's head. And directly in the center of the light, that's opening very wide and comforting Our Lady now too, Jesus is coming forward. Oh, he's wearing his burgundy cape. And he has a head attachment for it, a cowl, I believe Our Lady said, a cowl. And he has on sandals. They're made of a skin-like material. They're brown. And Jesus has no socks on. Our lady thinks that's funny. She's smiling. But he has no socks on. Now, our lady is moving over to our left side beyond the statue. She's coming down quite close to the trees. And Jesus is coming forward. Oh, he looks absolutely beautiful in the light. His hair looks so... Many people would like to know what Jesus' hair looks like. It's so beautiful. It has a tinge of sort of, not red, oh, I can't, rust color, but no way to explain it. I cannot explain it. It must be his hair is containing the light that was opening the sky, and that makes it difficult to explain the coloring. But he wears it quite long. It would come to about his shoulder now. Jesus is looking over to the right side, and he's smiling. Oh. Oh, yes. Now, Our Lady is moving up, and Jesus is coming back. He was taking a good look over on the right side. I think he's looking for the man in the wheelchair. Oh, now Jesus is smiling. Now he's coming over to Our Lady. Our Lady is at Jesus' right side now, and Jesus is standing about 2 feet over the statue, just about 2 feet. It's very low compared to where Our Lady usually stands. Now, Our Lady is nodding her head, and Jesus is looking about him. Now he's touching Our Lady on the shoulder and pointing over to the left-hand side. Now, Our Lady nods, yes, and Jesus is now going up higher. He floats too. It's just beautiful to see. He's going up higher and coming down now, straight down, and he's touching just the tip of that tree over there. And Our Lady is following him now. She'll be at Jesus' left side. Now, he's taking his hand like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's turned a little bit to the right, and he's extending his arm out like this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he is whispering to Our Lady. I can't hear it, but they're both turning now, and they're going over to the center of the statue. And now Jesus, Our Lady is now holding up her crucifix like this. Her crucifix on her long rosary, the beautiful rosary. She's holding the crucifix while Jesus now is extending his hand out like this, directly in front he is now, over Our Lady's statue, directly in the middle, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's moving, he's motioning to Our Lady to follow, and he's going over to our right side, directly about the middle. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning and they're both going over. Jesus is a slight ways behind Our Lady and they're both floating over. They don't walk, they just float. It's beautiful to see. My child, Our Lady is saying, you ask, will everyone float like that when they come to heaven? I assure you, my child, they will. Now, Our Lady and Jesus have reached back. They're back over Our Lady's statue. Our Lady is standing at Jesus' right side. She's quite a bit shorter than Jesus. He's quite tall. I would say Jesus is about at least 6 feet tall, 6 foot one or two even, because Our Lady only comes to his shoulder here. Now Jesus is making the sign of the cross again. Now he's placed his hands like this, and he's touching his lips. My child, Veronica, and my children of the world, I say my children because you are our children. And our tears and our smiles are for you all. My children, I could wish to say at this time that I bring you great news of joyousness, but I cannot. I must tell you now that my mother has gone throughout the world, through time and time again, to turn you back from your course of destruction. My child, I wish you to view one thing. You will hold your crucifix and you will not, my child, pass out. Over on the left-hand side, I know it's Africa. It's all in flames. I've seen the flames before, but this is horrible. They're going wild. They all look dark-skinned, yet they're killing each other. My child, you see war, the beginning of a war. It will be father against son, mother against daughter, and Satan will be in their midst. Those who have the power are exercising it now in the wrong direction, my children. Better that they take the monies coming to them from out of the world. Better that they try to construct a country with joy and happiness and peace among the brothers. Thou shalt not kill, and yet you kill. Thou shalt not bear witness, and yet you condemn others to death with your testimony. Where is your love that you call out for? Love, my children. How many of you know the true meaning of love? Love is in giving. Love is kindness. Love is not murder. Love is not selling your soul to the devil for power. Many of the rulers throughout the world are doing this now. Nuclear warheads, missiles, all manner of contraptions. What dignified name can I give to them, my children? They are destruction to all mankind. I repeat again, if you permit this to come upon you, there will soon be no flesh left. My child and my children, and those who hear our pleadings, our hearts are extended to you to help us to save mankind from his own course of destruction. You have very little time to do this, in my children. I assure you, your time is running out. My mother, for many earth years, has acted with her heart to protect you. How many times the heavy hand of the Eternal Father reached down to start out the calamities with the ball? And how many times did Our Lady rush forward? How many times did my mother rush forward to save you? The world knows my mother, but they cast her aside. And those who are agents of hell now, demons in human form. They cannot be retrieved. Their abode will be hell. But sad to say, it hurts my heart to know that I cannot be rid of these thorns that I am forced to accept for your salvation. Now Jesus is taking his right hand and he's pointing it upward like this. See, my child, what mankind shall suffer. I see the United States. I see Canada. But I see part of the coastline being worn away. There are waves, high waves, washing over the land. People are running, but they waited too late. They didn't listen. And they're being carried out to sea, dead bodies. Now, in the United States, I see people running. But this is a race war. I see a whole group, it looks like the whole continent, running. But they're dark-skinned, they're black-skinned, and they have all types of instruments. I think one is a machine gun that shoots many bullets, and he's and they're lying on the ground dead. Oh, it's terrible. Now I see Jesus is pointing upward. Look high into the sky, my child. Look high, raise your head. I see a ball of fire. It's coming fast through the sky, and it has a long red tail. It's red. It's fire. And now it's coming down to what looks like a ball, but no, it's the earth. And oh, it has hit through the water. It's pushed through the water, and there are waves rising higher, higher than anything possible that I could have seen. The waves are terrible. They're washing half of the continent out to sea. Now, the sky is growing very dark. Jesus is pointing to Our Lady, and they're coming down from the sky. They had moved up so I could see. Our Lady is touching her lips. Do not be affrighted, my child. It is best that you bring forth what is to be. Perhaps with your prayers and your penances, you can reach some of these souls in darkness before their time runs out. My child, this is only one part of the world. There are many now. You will see nations rise up against nations, obliterating one or the other within the time of 3 to 5 minutes. There shall be a world war, the third world war, more grievous in suffering, more devotion, torch. Oh, and I see that Our Lady is showing me now. There are some kind of implements they're using that it doesn't look like a gun. It looks like a flashlight, but I know it's not a flashlight. It's some object of some kind of array they've got. And then now he's lifting. I see a man in a very odd-looking uniform. I don't recognize the uniform. But he's raising high like this, this ray gun. That's what it is. It's a ray gun. And he's now pushing the trigger. and I see it looks like long streams of light, but everything it hits just disintegrates and melts. Russia, my children, has this implement of destruction. While the United States and Canada and most of the world go about crying for peace, tranquility, love, they are not aware of the fact that Russia has every mind to take them over, be it good or bad, and if they have to annihilate the whole land of its people, they want that land, and they will use any means to get it. You understand, my child and my children, when a man is not with his God then becomes Lucifer. He is then taken over to be an agent of hell, and he has many helpers. For all hell now is open wide in these last days. All the demons of hell are loosed, and do not become smug, my children, and think that you will be saved. Do not take this lightly. They are very powerful and cajoling. Yes, my child, you have every reason to be affrighted. I do not say, my children and my child, that the situation is 100% hopeless. I say that each and every child upon earth is wanted back as the man whose sheep has scattered, and he will await that one lost sheep to return. And much joy should be had over that one lost sheep than if the whole fold had returned. My child and my children, now Jesus is turning about. He's whispering to our lady. She's nodding. And they're going across now in the center of the trees, above our lady statue, about, 3 feet. I think 3 feet. Jesus nods. Now, my child, I must tell you, since much of your penance for the priesthood has been accepted, my child, I at first chose not to mention the sorrow we have because of the manner in which my house upon earth is being continued. A house because of modernism, Satanism, and seeking the profound, not in the history of my house, but in the new modern way of doing things. This new modern way has been promoted by Satan. Yes, my child, even with Vatican II, it started out with the best resolves, but then Satan took over the scene. And with his agents, he reached into the highest professions, the highest league of the hierarchy, until it saddens me to say that many priests now are on the road to perdition and taking many others with them. Our Lady is starting to cry. Jesus has taken his hand and he's patting her on the shoulder. My child and my children, my mother is crushed because you know that she has given herself over to being your protectorate. And now she sees an almost hopeless road ahead for the world. The time is very short, my children. I gave you photographs. Photographs not only of what my mother has brought to you this evening, in words, in figures, in action, but my mother has sought now to console those in heaven who stand by, the angels, all my children. The world would not be in such a starry state if man hadn't forgotten the angels from heaven. Each and every soul upon earth has an angel guardian. If there is any question or any doubt in your actions, your earthly actions that you need to discuss this, my children, with your angels. They are always there. I know my children in my house upon earth, they have thrown out the angels, the statues, calling them irreverent, calling them objects of worship. We know that is not true. But they have adopted that attitude. And that is why I say that even many wearing the highest rank in the hierarchy are like rats burrowing into the foundation of my church. They too shall be judged. My child, there will be very many victims upon earth, those who are willing to sacrifice their own pleasures, their own human pursuits, to give them over to the salvation of souls, their brothers and sisters, who were marked with the mark of Satan and are seeking to take it away. There is only one way, conversion, and then cure of the sick soul. My children, now that the time has grown shorter, the attacks shall be greater upon mankind. There will be accidents that are not accidents. Satan has a plan to eliminate the good. Do not be affrighted, my child or my children. You will wear your sacramentals. Specifically, we have asked you, and my mother has asked you, to wear the brown scapular and also a crucifix. And with that, the highest indulgence medal in the church. And now, Jesus is pointing up to the sky. And out in the sky, there's a huge St. Benedict medal, a huge one. Oh, it's so plain. Oh. My child, yes, remember the St. Benedict medal. Many years ago, we gave unto you, through long searching, the second hidden meaning of the St. Benedict medal. You will bring that out again, my child, in publication for the salvation of souls. Now, Jesus is turning to Our Lady, and they're all both going over to the left side of the statue. Our right, our left side. And Jesus is looking down. He's talking to Our Lady about something. I can't hear it all. But Our Lady and Jesus are discussing someone upon the grounds. my child, that lady, we cannot give you the name at this time, but you will know when you read the pictures. Now Jesus and Our Lady are going over. They're just above the statue now, and they're rising above the branch of the tree on the right, on our right side. They look very beautiful. Now Jesus is making the sign of the cross again, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady has taken her rosary from about her belt, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue, my children, now with your prayers of atonement. Many are needed, for there are still souls to save before the catastrophe.